Purple Nation, what's going on, K-State? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily, weekend edition, folks, coming to you, coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas, as usual for the Purple Project Podcast, daily and weekly editions of the podcast. You've been following us for a few weeks, or months, or a year. We appreciate you. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Please hit the subscribe button wherever, whenever, or whenever you listen to your podcast. Oh boy, oh boy. Anyways, here, I wanted to sit down, finally, as promised, to do a small preview of what I'm going to be doing over the weekend in Oklahoma City. I'm going to be traveling down Friday, early Friday morning, to head to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon going down on Sunday morning at 6:30 on the spot right there. Just so much tradition. Obviously, the history of that fateful day back in 95, I believe, either April. Yeah, they just recently, I should know better. They recently, actually, a few days ago, celebrated. Well, not necessarily celebrated, but it was the anniversary of the bombing, April 19th, 18th and the 19th. I believe it was the 19th, I believe, of 95 there. I first read it a little bit. It was way back. I do remember reading it, this horrifying event, in an article. I do not know the name of the newspaper at the time though, but I didn't read in details, and obviously the 106 understanding the 168 men, women who unfortunately passed, got killed on that fateful day down there in Oklahoma City. And year by year, learning more and more and being older now, getting up to it, an important age, understanding it and just listening. Either it was on my other podcast or one of the dailies. I've done a lot of dailies and shows this week, given my weekend schedule, that they started a podcast, the Run to Remember. Yes, the Run to Remember Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon podcast. Not in that particular order, but it's the Run to Remember podcast. They've done a terrific job. Host Kristen Fears and race director. Put her as a co-host, because she has a lot. She has her hands in everything. Kerry Watkins, the race director, and you know, the first time I went down here to Oklahoma City was a few years ago when I started back up and running. Right, I did the half marathon. And boy, oh boy, the enthusiasm. I tell you what, the enthusiasm. I had my earphones in, music going on, and you can just kind of jam out. At the same time, I believe the crowd was louder than the music. Just the whole, you hear, if you've been following along, I don't know if you guys have not or not, but definitely it's a must listen for sure. If you're not a participant or you're going down here to participate in any type of way this weekend, it's a definitely must listen. So many stories. You have people, obviously, who were definitely affected by the tragedy in some way, shape, or form as well. Where were you when this happened? Just like the 9/11. I definitely know where I was when that horrifying day happened as well. I definitely know where I was when that horrifying day, unfortunately, went down in New York City. But yeah, that's just, I normally don't talk about these things, but this is a sports podcast. Like anything political, I don't talk about it, because that's not me. That's not me. I don't want to talk about that. That ain't my cup of tea. Leave that to those other people, politicking people, who talk about sports and politics, or just politics in general. They can talk about that. Horrifying stories. That's not me either. I don't like to talk about it, even though I definitely had my scare just over a few weeks ago. Really, yeah, about 3 weeks ago now. It is, yeah, I had a horrifying scare. And as well, I don't even get to this point. So I shared that a little bit. I definitely shared that on my other podcast, through our NASCAR podcast, EG3, which is a NASCAR podcast, which you who love racing. Definitely, shameless plug, go check that out on the same podcasting platforms as well. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so the enthusiasts, I mean, you hear these people, the folks down there in Oklahoma City ain't playing when they're talking about the enthusiasm. Obviously, Boston happened on Monday, and I've heard ever since I got back into running, I've heard a lot about Boston. Boston this, oh yeah, Boston that, and whatnot. And Boston is its own beast. I call that stealing a line from one of the people that I listen to on a recent podcast. It's this, either that or I read it somewhere, the Super Bowl, the quote-unquote Super Bowl of all running. You want to be there because it's an experience like any other. And I had a friend, one of my good friends of mine, that just ran it and finished it. It finished the thing. And she did her damn thing up there in Boston. And I'm thinking possible, and of course, this fall, she got herself into the FBI Academy. So, I'm hoping it might be actually really soon than later. Hopefully I'll have her on the podcast to share that experience. Because I think that would be a very good, idea, just to her perspective, because you hear so many stories about it and whatnot. So yeah, that's kind of been something I've been thinking of since then. So, and then I had obviously a NASCAR guy completed a marathon, and he kicked the marathon's ass as well. But there's also people that unfortunately did not finish Boston. Get elite runners that did not finish Boston, to my surprise. So that was surprising there as well. Yeah, when you hear about it, it's his own beast, and you don't go, and really, when it goes down to transitioning back to this weekend, I think, for me, I'm a little bit freaked out, because I'm probably gonna go in that race with no earphones or phone, and I was gonna go in that race any without it, because now you add a fact that it ran in the forecast and whatnot. So I mean, it's not the first time raining. So, but you know, I can take pictures later. But the fact that the matter is, I haven't been to the memorial. I'm gonna do that on Saturday. So I got Friday. I'm going down there. Hopefully, main reason for me is get down there a little early, enjoy a little bit of festivities, and check out the podcasting episode live that the Run to Remember Memorial Podcast they want to put on. So there you go, really technically two shows. I'm going to be listening to one right when I get my road trip going back down to Oklahoma. I was just down there almost 2 months ago. So and I got ridiculed for running the 5K instead of running the half marathon in Stillwater, which I did a few years ago. I finished top five. Went down there, I changed things up, and I got kind of puzzled out a little bit. It's like, why are you doing that? Well, you can run the half marathon. Well, folks, don't worry. I'm doing the marathon, and I'm taking myself out of the 5K because I do not want to take that chance of I have a goal in mind. I have a certain goal in mind, which I've been chasing for the last three times. Well, if I take the virtual out of it, last two times, this is the third time, and hopefully this will be it. So we'll see. And ironically enough, this should have been it. This race, this exact race right here, but COVID happened when I signed up for this race. When the whole thing started, when the whole COVID universe started, when the world shut down, this was the race that I was supposed to go down here to sign up for the marathon, and said nope. They did everything they can to try to put on this race, appreciate them for doing that. But unfortunately, they could not do it. It was a lot of disappointment. Obviously, Boston, whatnot, was also postponed as well. And a lot of other marathon majors were also canceled as well. Yeah, very disappointing. Now, I go back with an opportunity. Hey, I mean, let's have some fun. They changed the course. So, based off last year, that spring marathon, I finished it, which I was happy to do that, but I had nothing in the second half of that race, the Iron Marathon. I had nothing, I had nothing left because I went out too fast. I went out, obviously, with a good runner and a runner that wanted to beat me. I didn't know he was doing the half instead of I thought he was doing the marathon for sure. But we got turned around at various points. Yeah, I just didn't have it that day, hopefully. And that's also piled on the fact that I completed my first. I put all that training for the 50K that I did, my first one last year, which I completed, surprisingly enough, finished third in that race there. So now you throw in a few weeks later, you turn around and try to do the marathon and try to get your goal, and that just didn't happen. And as many times as I stopped, it surprised me in 3:15, and that's pretty fast, despite a couple of stops, which still blows my mind how I finished that, because I had nothing left coming to the second loop, absolutely nothing, no motivation, no nothing, but it was just determination, I think, that day, just to get that thing, get it done. But this time, I feel, even though I am a little nervous, a little freaked out, I do feel a little bit more fresher than last year. I haven't done many races, obviously, except for the 5K and 10K this year. That's the only two races I've done to this point. So I'm ready to go. So they say, they say what they say. I mean, K-State Nation. They say what they say. One game, like in NCAA tournament, Super Bowl, I mean, you don't got that day. I mean, you can be ready, you can be prepared and all this, but you never know until you step on the field, diamond, or the start line. Just don't know. So that's the wild card in all this. So hopefully this will be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. Enjoying the atmosphere. A lot of those people down there say it's one of the best, if not right up there with the Boston Marathon, things like that. It's more unique than Boston. So, like I said, Boston is his own unique beast. So, I've never been up to northeastern United States. I've never been to Boston. The conversation going into all this running back a few years ago, when I started back running, the goal is not... Boston wasn't even on my radar. It was just get back, have something to do, and make friends. And it's been a whirlwind of a journey. I've enjoyed it. And hopefully this weekend will be definitely a one to remember for sure. So I'm looking forward to getting down there. I'll definitely tell you the experience on a solo daily episode next week for sure. So I just wanted to get that out. Obviously, I know that was kind of informational, but I wanted to get this one out to you guys when this comes out. This will be on Saturday, the day before the big race, 6:30. They're going to be doing a lot of festivities, and that which includes the 168 minutes second. I think it's second of silence. I think, yeah. It's not minutes. Did I say minutes? Yeah, I did. That'll be way too long. But when we correct it, it's 168 seconds. That's over almost 2 minutes worth of silence for those that were killed on that fateful day in April of 95. So definitely be thinking about those in your prayers over the weekend, as long as others with prayer requests as well. It's been going on this week as well, but definitely I'm excited to get down there for sure to enjoy all the festivities, man. Like I said, yeah, I only done two races, maybe three. No, I've done only two. Yeah, only two races out of this point. So I feel a little fresher than last year, that's for sure, because the 50K, that was a lot, especially out there on the Kanza here in Manhattan. If you guys don't live in Manhattan, Kansas, the Kanza, a very beautiful place. You can hike, you can run it, hike it, walk it. Yeah, you can do a lot of things out there. I can go on this in more detail. They have animals out there in springtime, summertime as well. So a lot of hills. Yeah, definitely hilly. You're not gonna escape them hills. So I feel even wherever I run here in town, you're not gonna escape the hills. Maybe except for the west side of town a little bit. There, it's a lot more flatter than on my side of town, where it's more hillier. So I mean, that's where I've been training. I've been mixing up my training, running all around Manhattan pretty much. So I feel I'm just ready to get this thing rolling. So I'm looking forward to just the experience, and the memorial is definitely, I'm looking forward to that one, really checking it out. Because the last time I was there, I did not go to the memorial. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And there's a concert going on tomorrow night. So definitely looking forward to it as well. The Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. That is going to wrap things up on another edition, special edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Folks, again, if you're not subscribed, please hit the subscribe button, and you should be getting an alert button every time we post content of the Purple Project Podcast. And as we come up on a big-time milestone, looks like we're tracking for next month to hit that milestone of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly with my co-host, Alex Aiden. That's going to do it for right now in this edition. Eddie Greer, the third. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.